Okay, let's take the opportunity to sit quietly. And to so that as a meditation, again, this exercising perception, perceiving our experience in a certain way, with a certain angle or way of feeling it, and so that perceiving through impermanence, just lifting up that experience of change, transience, uncertainty, and how does that affect our experience? Is it helpful? Because that's at any of these perceptions, for them to be performing their function or duty, then they it really should be helping the mind to be established in wholesome dhammas, wholesome states. The mind being more clear, more peaceful, more reflective, having a reflective understanding. Experiencing a certain well-being, that's a intrinsic to the, say, wholesome mental states. And bringing up not self, which can be helpful, or it can, for some people, it can turn it into just this conundrum that we start to chew over in our mind, which is then an obstruction. So then, just see, well, how does it affect the mind? And how can we use this perception? Because when we, it's that sense of experiencing something that's, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, and it's, oh, this is not me, this is not mine, this is not myself. Not my monkey, not my circus. I mean, I don't have to make a big deal of this. It's a not self. It helps that process of shedding. Yet the asubha sanya, the perception of the unattractive, that can be a very helpful, I mean, it's the classic meditation or advice given to overcome that sensual craving, lust, so that this coming back to the body. Similarly with Adinawa, seeing the, perceiving the dangers, the drawbacks, It tends to help rein in that outgoing energy, that a quest for gratification. So then that helps the mind to settle. Pahana, sanya, perception of abandoning. That, you know, whatever we have, we experience, we consume, possess, external, internal, refined or coarse, we don't have to hang on to it. We don't have to keep it. We don't have to maintain it. We can abandon it. And the abandoning isn't just shunning or pushing away, but it's this is getting heavy. I think I'll put it down. It's that simple. Seeing something being, this is heavy, this is a burden, I can abandon it. I can put it down. Similarly, that viraga sanya, perception of dispassion. It's a cooling, that quality of dispassion, cooling, settling. And just as in the wording of that, this is peaceful, this is sublime. That's the heart is delighting in the simplicity of our experience, or the possibility of the simplicity of seeing and experiencing things in their true nature. So that's a that dispassion, that fading away on that. Nirodha sanya, perception of cessation. Allowing things to cease, recognizing when they don't arise. Perception of non-arising is another way. So that these, and similarly, that's it. This is peaceful, this is sublime. Stilling of all activities, relinquishment of all acquisitions, destruction of craving, cessation, nibbana, that really true cooling, settling. This is where these can take us, and where we should be, again, lifting up that perception so that it's opens up the possibility that it will take us. It's like where the Buddha saying that these perceptions of being of great fruit and benefit and culminating in the deathless, having the deathless as their consummation. These are the possibilities. So that opening up our attention, and being reflective, and learning how to play with these perceptions as well. Sometimes we try to clobber the mind with the meditation subjects, and it's really like learning how to play with it, experiment with it, see how it works, see what happens. See what we can do with it. Take an interest. So that working with perception. So we can just sit quietly for a bit and use the mindfulness of breathing as the anchor, but then direct attention to where is perceptions, the thoughts that are there, and how to use them skillfully.